continuing with our read through Gan Emunah, the Garden of Faith by Rav Shalom Arash. We're in the chapter dealing with the fundamental principles of Emunah. Fundamental principle that we're learning at the moment is that we know nothing. Mamash, we really fortunate to get out of bed in the morning. And everything from then on is a gift from Hashem. So, in order to explain to us exactly how it is that we know nothing, so he brings here different circumstances, different stories, and teaches that same idea. So here he brings brings quite a long story, but we'll go through it and understand what we can understand from it. V'achan mekiilot Yisrael hakdosha kara mikre shizazea et kol ha'ir. In one of the communities of Jews, of one of the holy communities, the Frum communities, there happened an event which shook the whole town. And it also woke up amongst many difficulties with the way Hashem runs the world, amongst people, Gedolim and Gatanim, people who are big and people who are small, Rabbanim, and your average Joe in the street, right? The events that he's now going to relate were very difficult to understand, caused a lot of people to have to question the ways of Hashem. So what was the story? The story was a young woman who was the daughter of one of the important families of the city. She got married with a merchant, who was a God-fearing merchant. They gave tzedakah, and they did chesed. They were one of the pillars of the community. Over the years, in the first years of their marriage, everything seemed to be going well for them. Also, they had a number of children, boys and girls. The wife was known to be very snoot, right? She would dress modestly, very modestly, and would invest a lot of time and effort in raising her children. She would say Tehillim psalms and do chesed, do kindnesses with the poor people of the city, etc., etc. The husband would go out on his business and also find time for Keviot Torah, for making fixed times to learn Torah as well. Their tzedakah helped a lot of people. Who didn't have enough parnasah. And also, thousands of poor people were also helped through their kindnesses. However, suddenly, a great tragedy happened. What was that? In the house of this couple, who were so modest, the house from which came out of the only tzedakah and chesed, kindness and charity, specifically from this place happened the terrible tragedy. The children, their child of three was killed in a very horrible way at the hands of a drunken goy. Heaven help us. The entire city was shaken by it very much. And during the Shiva, the 7-day mourning period, many thousands of people, amongst them important rabbis and important people, came to give comfort to the parents. Many people asked themselves, and some to themselves, some also voiced it out loud. How can this be the reward for such a modest couple after all of their kind deeds and good deeds? Why did Hashem act towards them in this way? Why in such a terrible death that the kid had to suffer? And these questions and these doubts on the way Hashem runs the world entered into the hearts of many and weakened their emunah in Hashem, and also caused them to come away from their Torah. The couple themselves reacted to the situation with emunah and with acceptance, and accepted the decree with love. They continued their lives like they had before, but unfortunately, not a long time passed when a second tragedy occurred to them. What happened? The merchant, the husband, who was a tzaddik, Tsanua, he fell to his bed. He became very sick. And the doctors started to be very concerned for his life. Immediately they arranged in all the shuls, minyanim, in order to pray for him and to say tehillim. And the merchant, who was loved by all, by everyone, and many, many had benefited from his kindnesses. And not only that, also that he was one of the heads of the community on account of the helped a lot of people learning Torah and also by giving tzedakah. Therefore, the tefillot, which the people gave, the prayers which people made for him in the shuls, came really from the depth of their heart, and they shook the shamayim. Like, it wasn't normal prayers. Oh, we heard that someone's sick. You know, everyone should say tehillim for so and so, whoever he is. I don't know. He's a friend of someone. I don't know who he is. Like, everyone knew him. He was a big bala chesed in the community. And not only that, they personally as well benefited from him. So when he was very sick, the prayers were mamash, shaking the heavens, because they were coming from the omek of the lev, the deepness of the heart of the people who were giving the prayers. The shuls were filled, and there were loud voices coming from them, like in the prayers. And then came the time when the doctors despaired of his life, that he would live, and didn't give him more than a week to live. The head of the rabbi of the city, who was a great tzaddik and a learned man, he decreed, "Lo kayam v'lo yiyeh, lo yunel at tzaddik." Call Adam. The rabbi of the city made a psak. This is not going to happen. He's not going to die. Can't be. It's not going to happen. So all the more so that then the terrible distress, the terrible pain, and the brokenness that people felt when, after a few days, the merchant lost his life at a young age, and in the heart of his life. only good things he'd done all his life. At 35 years old, he died. And his widow, who's a young widow, that she lost all the reason for her to live and to be happy ever again. She had no idea how to even begin to try to recover from the loss. Everyone felt the greatness of the loss, and many asked questions, or many questions filled their heart. Why was this man who was so good, such a tzaddik, taken in this way? Why did it not help all the prayers that they had made on his behalf? How could it be that the rabbi of the city, who was a tzaddik, and he decreed that this man was going to live, and nonetheless, he died? 2 years passed from his death of this merchant, and it was an Erev Shabbos. The children of the elder children of the widow came to see the married children. They came to the house to see her and to give her a brachot, to wish her a good Shabbos. And the young widow tried to smile, but she had no strength, and tears simply flowed from her eyes. Ima, said one of the sons, already it's past 2 years, it's enough already. Enough with the tears. Chazal, or sages, Kavu, Mavuaz, fixed the time that it's appropriate for a person to be upset. And everyone who continues to be upset after that time, he's bringing the sorrow on himself. Right, there's 11 month maybe warning period, and that's it. After that, it's not appropriate to be sad anymore. Are we not ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim? Are we not believers, sons of believers? You know, we have emunah in Hashem. What are we that we know Hashem's cheshbonot? How do we don't know Hashem's reckonings, said the child to the mother. Certainly, everything that Hashem does, everything's for the good. You're really causing all of us to suffer a lot. And also, the soul of Abba, you're also causing him to suffer. He certainly wants that you continue your life. And it's already several months that we could have found you a new shidduch, and you're still hesitating to not do that. Dearest mother, you're obligated to strengthen yourself in emunah, meaning to be happy with your lot, to continue on from here. The young widow took in a deep breath. Enough. She took a decision in her heart. Enough sorrow. Enough kfira. Enough heresy. Am I, after all, more merciful than Hashem? Hashem does everything for the good. From now on, I'm going to strengthen myself with happiness. So this is what happened. This is what went through the heart of the widow. And so, on that Shabbat, she was happy and she smiled. And her children were also very happy as a result. Sof kol sof, imay meyachid. At the end of the day, the mother was now smiling, and she was actually showing true happiness, without tears coming out of her eyes. She was returning back to herself. Ima once again was strengthening and encouraging, and they needed this change in their mother, like they needed to breathe fresh air. One more Shabbat of sadness and depression would have been enough to kill off their souls. Right, so she changed and she started to be happy. That night, the first in over 2 years, the widow went to bed feeling light and feeling happy. The first night in the many that she slept peacefully, without tossing and turning on her bed, and without reminding herself of her dead husband. And without thinking all about his smile and the kind words that he used to say to her. Something had been uprooted from her heart, something that was missing from her neshama returned to her. What was that? Her emunah. And so it was that night she dreamt a dream. And in her dream, she stood in a beautiful garden, which was filled with a beautiful light. The smells of Gan Eden filled her nose. And she understood that she was standing in the upper worlds. Between the trees of the garden, she saw an old man with a beautiful face, full of light. And he approached her and he said to her, if she wanted to meet with her husband who had passed away. She nodded her head, and he brought her to a big hall, full of tzaddikim who were sitting and listening to a Torah lecture from a young rabbi. At the end of the shiur, The young rabbi came and approached them, and behold, it was her husband. "My dear husband," she said with emotion, "why did you leave me so young? And what are you doing teaching Torah in Gan Eden? After all, you weren't a Talmid Chacham. How did you get to this?" Right, he was a merchant. He had times for Torah, but he wasn't a Torah. He had Talmid Chacham. "What are you doing teaching Torah in Gan Eden?" The husband smiled and said to her, "You should know that I was a great Gaon, a great Torah giant in a previous lifetime. But the only problem was that I never got married. And when I came to my place in Gan Eden, they made a claim against me that it's not possible that I can stay in Gan Eden without fulfilling the first mitzvah of the Torah, Kuruva Avu, right, to be fruitful and multiply. Therefore, I came back in this reincarnation in order to marry a woman and to bring children into the world and to raise them in Torah and to parnas them, to make parnas after them. And so it was that I came down into the world and I married you and we brought children into the world. And therefore, after I had fulfilled this mitzvah and I'd completed my tikkun, there was no reason for me to stay in the lowly worlds anymore, and therefore I passed away, I died. And now I'm enjoying the rewards of my good deeds and all the Torah that I learned. And the wife turned to him and said, but so many prayers were prayed for you, and the rabbi of the city made a decree that you're not going to die. How can that happen? That you still died nonetheless, right? Nobody, the prayers weren't heard and the rab's decree wasn't fulfilled. The husband replied to the wife, all the prayers which were prayed, they were all received. Part of them helped me to reach the place where I reached, right? Part of them actually were helped me to get to my place in Gan Eden. And part of them were used in order to help Am Yisrael and to save them from Gezeirot, save them from other decrees. But since I didn't have any further task to do in the world, there was no possibility whatsoever that I would stay in the world. And therefore, it didn't even help that the rab of the city made the decree he made that I won't die. And you, turning to his wife, you still have reason to be in the world in order to marry with another partner and to bring with him more children into the world, and also to look after the children, our children. You haven't finished your shlichut, your task in the world, and therefore it's your job now to strengthen yourself and to continue from here and to fulfill your tasks that you still need to do. Wife turned again to the husband and asked, can you tell me why it was that our small son, the one who was 3 years old, had to die in the way he did? So he answered her, our small child was a very high neshama, a very high soul, of a very great tzaddik. In a previous lifetime, he was snatched. He was snatched as a young child by the goyim, and as a baby, he was snatched, and he was weaned by a non-Jewish woman. After that, by Jews. He was redeemed. After that, he was redeemed by Jews, and he was raised, and he became a great tzaddik. When he died, they wanted to place him in a very high place in Gan Eden, but the time that he had been weaned by this non-Jewish woman, it caused a blemish on his soul. Therefore, they brought him back into the world in order that he would be weaned from a Jewish woman, a kosher Jewish woman, and you were chosen to have the zechut, the merit, because of your modesty and your charity. But why did he have to die such a terrible death? She said, remembering how the small son had to die at the hand of this drunken boy. So the husband said to her, our dear son was needed to die one way or another way. Since he'd completed his task in the world, right? When he got to the age of three, he completed the reason why he came down into the world. He was going to die one way or the other. He finished his time in the world. There was no way he wasn't going to die at that point. However, at that same time, that he was about to leave the world, there was a terrible decree on the people of the city, a decree of destruction and death that was decreed on account of the many sins between man and fellow man that people were transgressing in the city. And since one way or another he was going to pass away at that time, his neshama, his soul, agreed to die in a very difficult, tragic way in order to atone for the residents of the city and to save them, to save many adults and children from having to die in a very difficult way. Certainly, for his soul, his very precious soul, to die in that way was a very great zuchut, very great merit. And through it, it caused him to rise to a very high place in Gan Eden. That no other creation has any permission to even see him there, except for me, because I am his father. Right? No one else is allowed to even see into that beautiful place in Gan Eden that he reached, right? Because no one's on that level. But because I'm his father, I get the privilege of seeing him. Because I'm his father. And therefore, and also to you, when your time comes to come into the world to come, you will also have the great merit of seeing him on account of the suffering that you also went through because of it. At the end of this, he said, "The eel, you should know, only on account of the fact that you strengthen yourself in happiness, they allowed me to reveal myself to you. All the time that you were still sad and sorrowful, there was arguments against you in Shemayim, and we almost lost our second son as a result. Shemayim were very unhappy. There were arguments because you were carried on being unhappy. And the Kobakushata and all of my requests to reveal myself to you were not answered." He then said to her, I completed my task, my tikkun in the world. But you still have a lot to do in your life. Therefore, you should go and you should get married with the shidduch that they're going to offer you, and you should continue your life with happiness. Don't waste your precious time. Continue and complete your tikkun, and everything will be good for you. The husband disappeared from her eyes, and she awoke in her bed. The world for her had now changed completely. She understood now why she had to go through it all, why everything had happened. And the main thing was that she understood that all the questions that she had, and all the questions that the people in the city had on the were irrelevant and without meaning. And the moment that the Torah decreed that Hashem is Tzadik v'Yashar, He is honest and just, then it's the truth. And you can't argue against that. We're not always able to receive the answers to our questions in the way of a dream in the middle of the night. And therefore the advice, the only advice that we have is to strengthen ourselves with simple emunah, that everything is under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything that he does it for our eternal good, of every single one of us. And when a person is happy with his lot, this is an expression of his emunah, that he believes in the divine supervision of the Almighty. That he believes that everything is in his control, and it's all for the good. And only then is he able to know the path that he needs to travel in life. Tov. Finished there today.